Neil Atkinson joined by Rory Smith, the concept of the underdog, the triumph of the underdog, and what that does or doesn't say for football. Before we do that 100% in the case of Dortmund versus Paris Saint-Germain, Rory, the other thing it reminded me of was there is no more proven after-the-fact concept than the defensive masterclass. Dortmund versus Paris Saint-Germain across the two legs has been repeatedly referred to as a defensive masterclass. And for me, a defensive masterclass is if they don't get that many shots away, they don't have that many touches in your area, they certainly don't hit the woodwork a great many times, and or your goalkeeper doesn't have to be man of the match. But maybe I'm wrong, maybe that's changed, and maybe there is something in the Ancelotti Paris final masterclass, there is something in the idea of an Erik ten Hag defensive masterclass, there is something in the idea of the Dortmund masterclass. I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder whether or not my cynicism around that sort of thing may always have been misplaced.
So the example that's always held up of the kind of prototypical defensive masterclass, so the apogee of the art form, is always Jose Mourinho's Inter against Barcelona in 2010. That was Guardiola's Barcelona at its high point. You know, Messi and Busquets and Xavi and Iniesta and all the others, reigning champions of Europe, best team in the world by a mile, and Inter hold them to just a 1-0 win in the Nou Camp, which means that Inter, who'd won the first leg 3-1, go through on aggregate. And that's held up as kind of the high point of Mourinho's career, really. It's the result, I think, that he bangs on about the most. It's certainly one of the results, if not the result, that he celebrated the most. And it is always described as a masterclass. But leaving aside the fact that they lost the game 1-0 and therefore conceded a goal, which I would suggest discounts it as a masterclass, it's my memory that if Bojan doesn't miss a sitter in the last minute, Inter go out. And that was the story of that game, that Barca missed loads of chances. And not loads of chances in the sense that the Inter goalkeeper, who I think was probably Julio Cesar, made an array of stunning saves. Like, they missed a lot of chances because the finishing was quite bad. And I remember at the time, actually, this is 14 years ago, I suppose, thinking I'm not quite sure I'm comfortable with that being called a defensive masterclass, because it feels to a large extent like maybe Inter got a little bit lucky and Barca's finishing was wayward. And there's no question that PSG, certainly in Paris and to an extent in Dortmund, felt very similar.